This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guests for today's program, Heather Hockaday and Sylvia Archer. They're with us to tell us about the 7th Annual Christmas Ornament Festival hosted by Graham Children's Health Services of Tow River, and that's scheduled for Saturday, November 21st at the Burnsville Town Center.
Steve, the Ornament Festival is one of Graham Children's Health Service's main fundraisers each year. The money raised allows us to continue to operate and work toward addressing pressing health issues facing children and families in our community. Each year, we invite local artists to come be a part of this special holiday event. This year, we're expecting around 30 area artists and crafters to participate in the festival. There will be many different types of media to choose from. Glass, fiber, ceramic, wood, and clay holiday-themed ornaments and crafts are available for sale to the public. I think the variety and quality this year will be amazing. Folks can come out and take advantage of the opportunity to purchase some beautiful and unique handmade gifts for their families, friends, and themselves, and support Graham Children's Health Services of Tow River and its mission of building our healthy community.
Thanks, Heather. Sylvia, you folks have added a twist to this year's festival by sponsoring a competition for the artist. Tell us more about that.
That's right, Steve. This year, we held our first ornament competition. We invited artists to compete in two categories, established and emerging. The prize was $100 to each winner and a free one-year membership to Track. Track was wonderful to donate the membership and assist us in collecting the ornament for judging. We really appreciate their partnership. And we also appreciate Wendy Reed, owner of the Design Gallery in Burnsville, and David Trofia at Crimson Laurel Gallery in Bakersville for judging the competition. Also, Susan Spruill of Applied Statistics for donating half of the prize money. All this year's entries were great, and the year's winners were Sharon Koff as emerging artist and Cameron Reed as the established artist. You can see Sharon and Cameron's work, along with all the other competitors and festival participants' work, displayed at the town center on the Graham Children's tree.
Thanks, Sylvia. Heather, tell us about the new fundraising aspect you folks have added this year.
Steve, this year we are very excited to be working with Roger and Aaron Young through their family farm, River Oaks Farm. The Youngs raise beautiful Fraser fir Christmas trees, and if folks will visit the farm to purchase a tree and mention they heard about them through Graham Children's, the Youngs will donate a portion of the sales price to our organization. They are located on Highway 19E on the right-hand side of the road, a quarter of a mile east of the turnoff to Michaelville and Highway 80 South. We will have one of their trees on site at the festival as part of another fundraising effort for us for folks to look at. Roger and Aaron encourage folks to come out to choose and pre-tag their tree on the farm now. Then, when they're ready to put it up in their home, they can come back, get it cut, and pay for it. They are great folks to work with and have beautiful trees. So check them out and be sure to mention Graham Children's Services sent you.
Thanks, Heather. The 7th Annual Christmas Ornament Festival will take place from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Saturday, November 21st at the Burnsville Town Center. It's free to the public, and everyone is encouraged to stop by and support Graham Children's and these great local artisans. Our thanks to Heather Hockaday and Sylvia Archer for joining us today on Community Close-Up. I'm Steve Murphy.